Jim Marlowe, Williamson County Commissioner, joining us. When I was on vacation, Robert and I had a vacation with an interview with Jim while I was on vacation, talking about a gun question that he wanted to see placed on the Williamson County ballot. First, what was the question you wanted to see placed on the ballot?
Well, the question read like this, Tom. Shall the Williamson County Board of Commissioners pass a resolution that opposes gun control legislation in the Illinois General Assembly?
Right. Now, some people saying that that was vague. Because the question was, and we're not talking about people who voted on it, that was the state's attorney for Williamson County, couldn't get a second. Is that what happened last week?
That's exactly right. If I can give you just a little timeline on how we came about all this, Tom, you know, in light of the events that might have transpired throughout the country and stuff, a lot of the counties were starting to issue these gun sanctuary notices. I tell you, Tom, if there's one thing that I am not a big fan of is knee-jerk reactions. And to me, the word sanctuary had some issues. I had some issues with that particular word.
Making it a gun sanctuary county.
Exactly. And people sometimes relate that to immigrant status, and it's confusing, and people are saying, what do you mean? So I started receiving a number of phone calls concerning this, and so I thought, well, you know, maybe we need to look into doing something like this. But now, I got to tell you, though, Tom, I'm a life member of the NRA, but I wanted to put my own feelings aside. I didn't want them to come through. I didn't want this to influence our decision in any way. So I decided to put my feelings aside and take the emotion out of this, and wanted to know, basically, how did Williamson County feel about this? Because these other counties, when these boards issued these resolutions, that's just the board speaking. Now, in issuing resolutions in past times, I mean, the state really never listens to us anyway. So I thought, well, why just waste our time in just following what the other counties are doing? Let's put it on a question on the ballot.
Qualify it by giving it a number.
Absolutely. Let's let the voice of Williamson County speak instead of three commissioners. That was the entire idea behind this. And in our June 19th meeting, the board voted 3-0 to go this route. So all we had to do then was develop the question.
Right.
And so,
and the question being, shall the Williamson County Board of Commissioners pass a resolution that opposes gun control legislation in the Illinois General Assembly?
Exactly.
Right? And then put that on the ballot, and then you've got a yes or no type of answer.
Absolutely.
For Williamson County voters.
Absolutely.
In the midterm election.
Because I don't see, Tom, even just talking to you, I don't know how you feel. I don't know how you feel.
Right.
If we should have done this or not. So I just thought on this, we need to get the feel of the county. Now, originally, the question contained the word any and opposes any gun control. Now, Mr. Gentry had an issue with the word any. I understand where he came from. And so we decided to take that word out. So we did take the word out. So the resolution just read, opposes gun control legislation from the Illinois General Assembly. But the language was intentionally left vague. I mean, we knew. Brandon kept bringing this up. We knew it was left vague. We worked with the assistant state's attorney from his office.
All right, and we're talking, of course, Brandon Zanotti, a state's attorney for Williamson County here.
Right.
And then you've got Commissioner Gentry, who says also that this was unnecessary, that no legislators in our area would support it. But then again, you could also say the response to that is, well, the governor just signed two pieces of gun control legislation, right? So you've got that. You know, I wonder about these questions, Jim,
mm-hmm.
And here's why. You see some of those, as you said, resolutions are putting them on ballots.
Right.
And a lot of people would think, well, it's because we're so polarized right now that that's the reason why. And I don't see it that way, because you see mm-hmm. questions from the conservative and from the liberal side when you look at the state. And what I see this as a fight back against centralized control in the state of Illinois, centralized right. control in D.C., centralized control from a government in the state of Illinois that is corrupt. What we're doing here is they're taking more and more control, but leaving us with the tab downstate. And I see this right. as a pushback, not about a polarized political environment, but a pushback against centralized government.
Correct. Correct. So the day came for the meeting to vote on this. And, I was actually taken back by, the opposition that we were going in the opposition to the direction that we were going. So at that time, I tabled the question. I thought, you know what, sometimes it is good just to kind of walk away and reflect, make sure. I don't want to go into something with blinders on. I wanted to make sure that we were going in the direction that we decided to go. But it soon came clear to me that the issue here was not the resolution itself. The issue was placing it on the ballot. That's the issue. So the time came in our last meeting to approve the question. And once again, I reminded the board of an earlier decision that we'd reached on June 19th that we all voted 3-0. This is the direction that we're going to go. We're going to place a question on the ballot. And so then I made the motion to approve the question that I just read to you, but it died for a lack of a second.
Right. You had to have second. Two out of three had to support.
Absolutely. Tom, we live in a constitutional republic where the public officials are to represent the will of their constituents. This was an effort from me, to try to find out what is the will of the people of Williamson County. And that's the whole crux of this. It's part of our job as public servants.
So are you thinking about bringing this question back in another form and seeking approval, or has it become too late to do that to ensure its inclusion in the November ballot?
No, it's not become too late. We have until August the 20th to get a question on the ballot. We're going to take another look at some other questions that other counties have, because other counties have put questions on the ballot concerning various issues. So, you know, it's being done. It's not like it can't be done. But, Tom, to this day, I still fail to see anything wrong with trying to give the public the opportunity to voice their opinion. I fail to see what's wrong with that, Tom.
And so you're going to take another swing at the ball.
I believe I'm going to try and do it.
All right.
And
so you got 22 days now to get that done and then get it included on the ballot.
Correct.
Jim Marlowe, Williamson County Commissioner. Jim, anything else that we need to be talking about here in respect to this?
Tom, there's two points I'd really like to make. I want people to understand. I want your listeners to understand that my voice alone on this board was not enough to give the public this opportunity to voice their opinion on gun control legislation. And Tom, I want all your listeners to know that the voice of the people will always matter to me,